This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Swinging a liner pass short into left, base hit. First pitch swinging again. Henry Davis with an RBI single. 1-0 Pirates.
Henry Davis heating up, baby. So that's a story. Paul Skenes, one of the biggest stories in baseball. Turns 23 today. Happy birthday, Paul. 35 total starts. 47 career earned runs. Here are some other guys through 35 starts, Doran. Pedro Martinez for 81 runs allowed. Kershaw, 83. Verlander, 87. Clemens, 100. Big unit, 102. Greg Maddux, 115. So Paul Skenes is a stud. Lowest ERA before turning 23. Paul Skenes, 203. Babe Ruth, 210. That was in 1914 through 1917. You have to go all the way back to 1913 for Dutch Leonard to find a guy who had a better start to his career with a 180 ERA. Neil Walker joins us now to discuss. Good morning, Neil.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Oh, Neil, the Buccos. They're fighting for your guy, Don Kelly, and we'll get to him in a minute. They're 9-10 now with him at the helm. But Paul Skenes, dude, is doing historic stuff every time out there. He's pitching as well as he's pitched, and that's saying something. And after the game, Don Kelly compared him to Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander, both of whom did not start as well as this guy did. But a question for you, who was the toughest dude you ever went against?
Oh, man. I always kind of break it up into different segments of my career. I think Roy Halladay at the very end of his career, you know, he didn't have the velocity he had, you know, in the early 2000s, but he was probably the toughest guy I faced, you know, early on in my career. And then getting DeGrom and Kershaw in their primes, that was a nightmare. So, I would probably put those two up there. And of course, Scherzer and Strasburg and Verlander, those guys are all up there too. But I think DeGrom and Kershaw and their prime and Roy Halladay are 1A, 1B, and 1C.
Neil, what's the thought process of facing a stud pitcher? Like, if you're facing a Paul Skenes, like, are you trying to play chess and trying to play a guessing game of maybe what pitches are being thrown at certain times? Are you just relying on your eyes and your skills? Are you doing a little bit of both? Like, what is the thought process whenever you know that you have a guy that is a horse up there on the mound and throws the way that Paul Skeens throws?
Well, I think the biggest thing is if you get something in the strike zone, you know, that's not on the edge and you're looking for it, and you miss it, you're probably out. I think that's and that's demoralizing. I can remember that happening, you know, in 1-0 counts with Jacob deGrom. You're like, okay, he's got to throw a fastball here, and he does, and you miss it, you foul it off, and you're just immediately demoralized because you're like, I know I'm not getting one of those again. And if you watch days like yesterday with Paul Skeens and watch his first pitch strikes, they're not just, you know, fastballs down the middle or lazy breaking balls in the middle of the plate that still strikes it. These are like, you know, front door power sinkers and four seamers on the edges, the lefties and righties. I mean, it's yesterday was really impressive. I think he was like 16 of 20 first pitch strikes. He had close to a 70% whiff rate. I mean, it was impressive. And that's most of the time he's going out there. But he is on top of his game, and it's really fun to see where he might take his game to the next level.
That's exactly where I was going to take this conversation. And people know the voice. It's Neil Walker joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. I mean, early on in the season, I was kind of critical of him. I said he's not as dominant as he was last year. Well, that's out the window. He's ninth in the entire league in ERA, and he's up there in strikeouts, and he's up there in innings pitched, number one, in fact, in innings pitched. I mean, he's only going to get better from here, isn't he, Neil? I mean, he's got a great understanding now, but as he understands what the league is trying to do when the league does punch back, I mean, we're still seeing him in the infancy of his career.
Yeah, I think that's fair assessment, and I think that getting to know Paul a little bit and kind of, you know, people just hearing him talk and whatnot, he's a student of the game as well, and you know that's a dangerous combination for an athlete is somebody that's uber talented but also uber smart and savvy. And you know, once he, you know, when you as big league hitters, once you kind of get settled in, it becomes a little bit more of a cat and mouse game when you're facing the same pitchers in your division, especially, and you learn their tendencies and whatnot. And that typically, you know, the pendulum starts with the starting pitchers. They usually have the advantage in the beginning. And then once you get a handful of at bats, the hitters usually have a little bit more of an advantage, but you still have to execute pitches and you still have to execute as a hitter as well. I tend to believe that Paul Skeens is going to be, once he gets two, three, at bats against or pitching at bats against guys, he's going to know exactly the guy's strengths and weaknesses, and it's going to be game over for the most part.
Neil, I said this the other day that Henry Davis is one of those athletes that when you watch him, you could tell whenever he's confident, you could tell whenever he's not confident. Like, he oozes that every single time that he's at the plate or even behind the plate. But isn't it nice to just see him break through a little bit, like just kind of just break through the door a little bit and just, you know, he has so much room to grow, but finally he can find some confidence in his game at the plate and behind the plate. Isn't that nice to see?
Yeah, 100%. And it was, you know, he got thrown in the fifth inning, sixth inning in game two in Arizona. And the very first pitch he sees, he hits into the seats, and against Corbin Burns too, one of the best pitchers in baseball. So you're right. And you see the guy work, you see the effort he puts in day to day. He, you know, has had an opportunity, you know, per se, but not a huge runway just yet. You know, Joey Bart's done a real nice job, but certainly hasn't been what he was last year, especially in the slugging category. So, you know, he may have a nice runway here to get going. And he's made some adjustments offensively, and it looks good. But you're right. I think we were all kind of sitting around going, I mean, at some point he's going to have to get a little bit of a runway here, and he's going to do something, right? And all of a sudden, between the last two games, and not to say that it's a full-blown breakout time for Henry Davis, but it certainly is trending in the right direction, and the swing looks good, and the confidence is definitely there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Some fancy stats here for you, Neil. Henry Davis has a .7 war, so he's been a positive player this year, and we've seen the impact he's made defensively. That's actually higher than Joey Bart's. Henry Davis' OPS now since he's been hot is 652. Joey Bart's is 655. I mean, you can make the argument that even if Joey Bart were healthy, and we do wish him well, like, you should be playing Henry Davis every day, no? Or as much as possible.
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think you know, when you think about you know, who Henry Davis is and where he started, you're talking about a 1-1 guy. So I know I hear people out there going, you know, he needs a different change of scenery, try to get something for him, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, he was 1-1 for a reason. And, you know, he was one of the most talented guys in the 21 draft. And, he does have that in there, as Doran said, he has that in there. It's just a matter of figuring out a way to bring it to life at the major league level. And, you know, success and player development is just certainly not linear from a baseball perspective. Sometimes guys come on the scene and, you know, like Bryce Harper, and just take off and have long careers. And some guys, it takes, you know, 200, 300 at bats to get going, or 100 plus innings to get going. And let's hope that's the case with Henry Davis, because he is uber talented. He just hasn't quite put it together just yet.
Neil, I'm sure you don't think about it this way when you're in the moment, but us who talk into microphones, we do kind of look at it this way. 440 plate appearances for Henry Davis, just 119 games played. That's not a lot. Like, at what point did it click for you? Like, was there a certain, like, you'd been in the bigs and had 500 plate appearances? Like, at what point do you feel like the game slowed down? And is that what you're seeing here from Henry?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me it was probably after you know, the 2010 season. I had a little bit of a cup of coffee in 2009, only maybe 20 something at bats, and then came back up in May of the following year. And once that season was done, it was like I'd accumulated a full season, and I had a pretty good idea of what made me successful and how my skill set played in the big leagues and my approach and all that. So I guess kind of right around that 450 to 550 at bat mark, I think was when you felt like you were less trying to survive at the big leagues and more trying to you know, obviously thrive, but you know, change your mindset from how do I beat the guy on the mound and help the team win, as opposed to, hey, how do I continue to just stay in the major leagues? Because that is a hurdle that you know, younger players do face, is look kind of looking over your shoulder. So Maybe this recent trend with Henry Davis has him no longer, you know, whether he won't, I'm sure he would never admit he's looking over his shoulder, but he just never got settled in. So maybe this recent trend is a really positive sign, and he's going to take off and not look back.
9-10 under Don Kelly, Neil. I know that we're not planning a prayer or anything like that. I mean, you're a game away from 500 under the new skipper, but I mean, the early returns, it looks like a different baseball team out there to me.
Yeah, and you know, I think the biggest thing with DK is he's doing the best he can, and not that Derek wasn't, but he's doing the best he can to put himself, put the players in the best scenarios to succeed, and he's also understanding you know trends and playing the hot hand and doing what he can to just give themselves the best chance of winning. And, you know, I think the guys are responding really well. I think guys really like DK. I think they really respect him. And you don't need motivation at the major league level, or at least you shouldn't. And Donnie's not necessarily a hoo-hoo, rah-rah type of guy, but he does, you know, set standards. And I think that when he took over, I think he let the guys know from day one, look, you know, I expect you guys to do things the right way. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can, regardless of what our record is, to win games. And, you know, if we're all pulling in the same direction, we can at least continue to trend in the positive direction. So, as you said, the early returns are good. They've played a lot of one-run games, and they've won some and they lost some. But that, you know, playing one-run games certainly makes you resilient as a group as well. So it'll be interesting to see as we creep toward the, you know, the trade deadline and creep toward, you know, the draft and all that to see maybe the direction this organization wants to go going into the later months of this season.
I don't know if I got Bucko fever just yet, Neil, but I'm feeling something. Mm-hmm. Like a little tingle in the throat, something like that. We appreciate your time, buddy. We thank you for joining us and moving things around for us this week.
Hey, you got it, guys. I always appreciate talking to you, so we'll talk to you again.
You're the man.
Thanks, Neil.
Neil Walker, one of the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.